Reading 2. Ghee. What is ghee? Ghee means different things to different people. Some say that it is a force created by practicing breathing exercises. Some say that it is highly developed concentration. Still others say that it is an electrical force that circulates within the body of all living creatures. Some even claim that ghee is a person's soul. Where does the idea of ghee come from? Most information about ghee comes from Asia and the East. For thousands of years, the people of India have believed in this type of energy, which they call prana. According to Indian mystics, or holy men, highly developed prana can allow a man to equal the physical strength of several men, letting them bend thick metal bars and lift heavy objects. The Chinese call this force qi, the Koreans gi, and the Japanese ki. Regardless of the name, the traditional thinking in Asia is that this energy can be used for health, relaxation, and self-defense. Special ghee doctors in China, Korea, and Japan believe that ghee travels through our body like cars on a highway. They believe that some types of pain are caused by ghee not being able to flow smoothly, similar to a traffic jam on a road. They use a special system of needle therapy called acupuncture or a type of massage, Reiki, to help unblock these areas where ghee cannot flow freely. Sometimes these doctors are able to direct the ghee from their own bodies into the bodies of their patients. Ghee meditation, popular in China, teaches its followers to send their ghee to the muscles of the heart, stomach, face, and neck. These are the places where stress builds up the most. These people believe that learning how to direct their ghee to these areas will help them relax and live longer, healthier lives. Probably the most well-known examples of ghee development can be found in the area of martial arts. Exercises like Hapkido, Aikido, and Tai Chi teach people to develop their ghee for self-defense. The Shaolin monks of central China are known for their ability to control their ghee and do amazing things with their bodies. They are able to bend heavy iron bars with their bare hands, touch their tongues to red-hot swords without injury, and endure freezing cold temperatures with no discomfort. Can science prove the existence of ghee? With modern computer technology and sensitive recording equipment, maybe it can. Researchers from the University of Southern California have been performing experiments to see if there are any actual physical changes in the bodies of people who undertake ghee meditation, and they have found interesting results. By attaching special computers that measure brain waves to the heads of ghee meditation students, scientists have been able to detect large increases of electromagnetic waves in their brains. Also, computerized brain scans show that people who do ghee exercise use 25% more of their brain area than people who do ordinary meditation. Qigong practitioners are also able to direct energy to different parts of their body. This energy can be observed on special machines used to record body heat. Is ghee meditation helpful? Is ghee real? Whether science says it is or not, many people throughout Asia have no doubt about its existence or its healthy benefits. Maybe the only way to know for sure is to try for yourself. Supplemental reading. Ghee as a weapon? Though most people study ghee for health reasons, the Russians may have used it for much more sinister purposes. Some researchers believe that the Russians have made a machine that uses ghee energy as a weapon to hurt and sometimes kill other people. This machine, invented in secret during the 1960s, was discovered by the American Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, in the late 1980s after the fall of communism. "We started getting all of these files that were once secret," said one retired Air Force colonel who helped translate Russian military documents into English. "We thought that this was a joke. I mean, who would have taken this stuff seriously, the idea that mind waves could kill a person? But the KGB did a lot of research into the stuff," he said. The machine looked like a fighter pilot's helmet, but with a lot of wires and computer attachments on its outside. According to some Russian scientists who worked on this top-secret project, test subjects would put the helmet on their head, direct their eyes at their target, and concentrate. After a few seconds, the targets would begin to react strangely. We were able to achieve success, death, with small animals up to the size of a dog. Larger animals and humans would just get hot and sweaty, said a Russian military officer who worked on the program. Thankfully for the dogs and cats of the world, this program was stopped in the mid-1960s when Russia decided to focus more on the space race with the United States to reach the moon.